Hello, everyone. For today's program, we're going to listen to seasonal ballets, most specifically, autumn.
Hello, this is Ramona Pansagraff, Music Director for Kansas City Ballet, welcoming you to my weekly show about music and dance, Music Moves.
Hello everyone, this is Ramona Pansagraff, Music Director for Kansas City Ballet. Welcome to Music Moves. Before we start today's topic, which is autumnal ballets, I'd like to update you on a contest I have running. The contest is a virtual ballet Name That Tune. I have taken segments of 18 different ballets and shrunk them down to a 1 minute time frame. If you would like to join us, please jot down the ballets that you believe you hear in the order that you hear them and send that to Ramona, R-A-M-O-N-A, at kcballet.org. The first 5 winners will receive one of my ballet CDs by mail. Here is Ballet Name That Tune. Well, there you have it, 18 ballets in 1 minute. Send your answers to Ramona at kcballet.org. I've been noticing as September progresses that the leaves are starting to change. And so for today's topic, I thought it might be nice to talk about ballets that are seasonal. People immediately think of Vivaldi's seasons, but a lot aren't aware of Tchaikovsky's seasons. In reality, these little gems should be called Tchaikovsky's months because there are 12 of them. They have been used by many different choreographers. The one that comes to mind for me is Anton Prokofsky's beautiful Anna Karenina. In keeping with the season then, let's listen to 2 sections. This is Tchaikovsky Seasons, Opus 39B, August, subtitled The Harvest, and October, subtitled Autumn. Thank you. This is Ramona Panzagra, Music Director for Kansas City Ballet, and today we're listening to ballets about autumn. We just heard two sections from Tchaikovsky's Seasons, Opus 39b. We heard August and October, played by Vladimir Ashkenazy. I briefly mentioned Vivaldi's Seasons earlier, but there's another set of seasons I think you may not have heard. Astor Piazzolla wrote a wonderful set of seasons called The Four Seasons of Buenos Aires. These works were choreographed by Maurizio Weinrot, and he actually contrasted the Vivaldi and the Piazzolla side by side. If you listen carefully at the end of this section, you'll hear a little reference to the Vivaldi. Thank you. That was Autumn from The Four Seasons in Buenos Aires by Astor Piazzolla, played by Edward Grock and the Muscovia Chamber Orchestra. Our next ballet is entitled Leaves Are Fading by Anthony Tudor with music by Anton Dvorak. It's less literally about fall, but it is about people remembering past episodes of their life, as if they are in the autumn of their life. Created in 1975 for American Ballet Theatre, there is a central pas de deux that was danced by Gelsey Kirkland and Jonas Kaga. This section is very popular for galas and as a standalone pas de deux. This ballet is one of his later works, and it's not typically Tudor at all. It doesn't have dark psychological angst, which was so typical of his choreography. It is very atmospheric and ephemeral. The music is chamber music by Dvorak, his Cypresses, and selection from the String Quintet, Opus 77. In Anthony Tudor's program notes, he sets up the ballet saying this. The setting is a leafy glade in late summer. A woman enters, and in a place obviously familiar to her, reflects on her happy memories of times past. Groups of young people appear and portray in her nostalgic thoughts in dance. The light of day darkens, the leaves are fading, and the woman departs with her memories reborn. Thank you. we just heard the beautiful ballet, The Leaves Are Fading, with music by Dvorak, selections from The Cypresses and the String Quintet. You've been listening to Music Moves, a program about music and dance.
This is Ramona Panzagra, music director for Kansas City Ballet. Have a great week.